Last night, Mecklenburg County commissioners joined several local town boards in asking the state DOT to delay its deal with a private company to build and operate toll lanes on I-77 in northern Mecklenburg County. Well, today the DOT gave its answer, no. The state announced it has closed on the financing contract with a subsidiary of Cintra U.S. That action comes 1 week ahead of the DOT's scheduled contract closing. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett sponsored last night's resolution, and he joins us now. Mr. Puckett, are you surprised that the state has already closed on this deal?
I'm actually shocked. I mean, to ignore the request of five elected bodies to delay and instead to accelerate the signing of a contract that further obligates the state of North Carolina to $80 million is the single most insulting and arrogant act of governance I've seen in the 18 years I've been in politics.
And what are your specific concerns with this deal?
Well, one, the deal fundamentally changed when they exempted the ability to widen I-77 with additional general-purpose lanes without having to compensate the toll company. That was done without consulting or even informing the towns and the bodies that had agreed to this earlier that that change had been made. And five different electric bodies have asked for some delay and audit and explanation, and it is unbelievable to me that not only did not act to delay, but actually sped up the signing. Our concern is that it is going to have a devastating effect potentially on the economic development of Iredell County and northern Mecklenburg County in the future because of congestion on general purpose lanes, primarily because of the increase in trucking that's going to happen in the area.
You say the increase in trucking.
Yes. There's actually, just in the last week, there's been an economic paper that was released by Wells Fargo that talks about that one of the strains, the biggest strain on the U.S. interstate system in the coming years is going to be the increase of tractor trailers and delivery vehicles because of e-commerce. And the toll that that's going to take on the roads, basically congestion and wear, and the fact that we have less gas funding speaks to the problem we're seeing in congestion already. The fact that Charlotte, Mecklenburg, is just getting ready to embark on a rather extravagant, extensive intermodal facility that is going to increase dramatically transportation. We are actively looking to increase ground transportation in our area to take away the opportunity to build infrastructure to support that is just unbelievable to me.
Mr. Puckett, you've expressed concerns about this specific contract. Are you against toll lanes in North Mecklenburg County, period?
No. I think that toll lanes are one avenue of revenue that we have to look at. The problem that I have is that in 1990, we engaged in a gas tax. Part of that, what was promised to the state of North Carolina was that by 2010, I-77 would be eight lanes from I-40 down to the South Carolina line. We dutifully have paid those taxes for 25 years, and now we not only do not have the lanes, we're told that we're going to have to pay an additional tax. I think once you build the infrastructure that you promised to the public and that they paid for, then when we start to go beyond that, we may have to look at tolls. But it is just patently unfair to not provide infrastructure that had a 20-year plan to arbitrarily say, we're not going to do that anymore, now we're going to go to toll roads. So toll roads going forward are something we probably have to look at, but they should not have been done in this instance.
Okay. And briefly, are there any options for opponents of this project now, legal or otherwise?
There is a group who has been engaged in suing over this. They have not been successful, although not completely out of the process to this point, and I suspect that they will continue. It may pick up some steam just because of this particular action. So there are always the courts, and then there's just public opinion and the political process.
Okay. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett, thanks for talking with us.
You bet. Thank you.
The DOT, incidentally, has previously declined interview requests from WFAE about the toll lanes project, citing pending litigation against the project. And again, the news this afternoon that the DOT announced it has closed on the financing contract with a private company to build and operate toll lanes on I-77 in northern Mecklenburg County.